Recovering a sense of safety. Shadow artists. One of our chief needs as creative beings is support. Unfortunately, this can be hard to come by. Ideally, we would be nurtured and encouraged first by our nuclear family, and then by ever-widening circles of friends, teachers, well-wishers. As young artists, we need and want to be acknowledged for our attempts and efforts, as well as for our achievements and triumphs. Unfortunately, many artists never receive this critical early encouragement. As a result, they may not know their artists at all. Parents seldom respond, "Try it and see what happens," to artistic urges issuing from their offspring. They offer cautionary advice where support might be more to the point. Timid young artists, adding parental fears to their own, often give up their sunny dreams of artistic careers, settling into the twilight world of could-have-beens and regrets. There, caught between the dream of action and the fear of failure, shadow artists are born. I'm thinking here of Edwin, a miserable millionaire trader whose joy in life comes from his art collection. Strongly gifted in the visual arts, he was urged as a child to go into finance. His father bought him a seat on the stock exchange for his 21st birthday. He has been a trader ever since. Now, in his mid-30s, he is very rich and very poor. Money cannot buy him creative fulfillment. Surrounding himself with artists and artifacts, he's like the kid with his nose pressed to the candy store window. He would love to be more creative, but believes that it is the prerogative of others, nothing he can aspire to for himself. A generous man, he recently gifted an artist with a year's living expenses so she could pursue her dreams. Raised to believe that the term artist could not apply to him, he cannot make the same gift for himself. Edwin's not an isolated case. All too often, the artistic urges of the artist child are ignored or suppressed. Often with the best intentions, parents try to foster a different, more sensible self for the child. "Stop daydreaming," is one frequently heard admonition. "You'll never amount to anything if you keep on with your head in the clouds," is another. Baby artists are urged to think and act like baby doctors or lawyers. Nothing has a stronger influence psychologically on their environment and especially on their children than the unlived life of the parent. C.G. Jung. A rare family, faced with the myth of the starving artist, tells its children to go right ahead and try for a career in the arts. Instead, if encouraged at all, the children are urged into thinking of the arts as hobbies, creative fluff around the edges of real life. For many families, a career in the arts exists outside of their social and economic reality. Art won't pay the electric bill. As a result, if the child is encouraged to consider art in job terms at all, he or she must consider it sensibly. Erin, a gifted children's therapist, was in her mid-30s before she began experiencing a haunting dissatisfaction in her work. Unsure what direction to take, she began adapting a children's book for the screen. Midway through the adaptation, she suddenly had a telling dream about abandoning her own artist child. Prior to becoming a therapist, she had been a gifted art student. For 2 decades, she had suppressed her creative urges, pouring all of her creativity into helping others. Now, nearly 40, she found herself longing to help herself. Erin's story is all too common. Fledgling artists may be encouraged to be art teachers or to specialize in crafts with the handicapped. Young writers may be pushed toward lawyering, a talky, wordy profession, or into medical school because they're so smart. And so the child, who is himself a born storyteller, may be converted into a gifted therapist who gets his stories secondhand.